Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Fresnel Lucy, date of birth 5/1/1972, date of procedure January 25th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter. Referring physician is self. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indication is history of H. pylori, dyspepsia, GERD, colorectal cancer screening, description, procedure, informed consent to obtain, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as emergency oral extension to the patient, period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy, placed in the lateral position, sedators for anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care, period, while lubricated on the gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examinations of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, to junction, esophagus, period, retroflex, pain at the cardia, air resection from the stomach, floral jaw, scope, period. The patient and turn around in left lateral position, period of zero rest. So exam was normal, a well-lubricated on the studio. Colonoscope was induced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the penicillin orifice. The cecal valve and the components of the full period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spinal flexure, descending colon, segment colon, rectum period. Retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 2-2-3 for a total of 7, period. The patient's eye procedure well without any complications. Next line, findings at upper endoscopy. There was evidence of candida esophagitis. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was an mildly irregular Z-line with two tongues greater than 1 centimeter of some salmon-colored mucosa. Common biopsies were obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of diffuse gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum and body separately for histology. Common NBI was used and no irregular mucosa was noted. Next line, upon entry into the stomach, there was a good amount of liquid, which was suctioned out. Next line, the duodenal bulb, the duodenum to D2 was largely unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, Boston bowel prep score was 7, 2-2-3. Next line, there was a 10 millimeter ascending colon polyp, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PATH. Next line, will prescribe patient fluconazole for the candida. Next line, continue PPI daily, reflux precautions were explained. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.